Hallelujah. He said he has chosen you for this job. You didn't choose him, he chose you. And he ordained you to bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. You are ordained, you are anointed, you are prepared, you are equipped for this work. So there is nothing stopping you. So I will win soul. I will win soul. And I will disciple them. And I will keep winning souls. And I will keep discipling them. Because I'm ordained to do that. I am choosing for that job. And I'm qualified for it. Thank you, Father. In one moment again, just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, speak to me again. Send your word to me again, Father. Send your word again to me this morning. My heart is open to receive your word. My heart is open to receive your word. My heart is open to receive your word. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you again. That we are grateful to you. We celebrate you. Precious Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence, your awesome presence in this place upon all of us. Speak to us now, Holy Spirit. Take over, minister life to us. Grant us insight in your word. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please have your seat. Glory to God. I want to appreciate God. I want to appreciate God's servant in the house for the privilege to bring God's word to us this morning. Hallelujah. I'll be speaking on why pray in tongues. Why do we pray in tongues? Why pray in tongues? In Mark 16:17, can we see that? Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. The next verse. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Somebody say hallelujah. So, praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, is a sign that follows believers. Praise the Lord. And it's important to understand this. Anything the Lord talks about is important. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, they shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. Meaning, there is something about speaking with new tongues. He said, these signs shall follow them. So, there are signs that identify believers. Praise the Lord. And they are clearly shown to us here by the master himself. Say, this sign shall follow them that believe. So, praying in tongues, speaking in tongues is a sign for the believers. Praise the Lord. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, we saw how the apostles spoke in tongues. They prayed in tongues. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, praying in the Spirit is also a sign that you have received the Holy Spirit. It is also a sign that the Holy Ghost has come. Praise the Lord. And we know what Jesus said about the incoming of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, praying in tongues is a sign that the Holy Spirit has come. And if the Holy Spirit has come, it also shows that power has come. So, if I have the Holy Spirit, I am not looking for power. Power is resident in me. You know, Jesus knew that the Christian life cannot be lived by the flesh. So he didn't leave us to live the Christian life on our own. He told the disciples before he ascended, he said, don't do anything. Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And they were gathered together in upper room waiting until Acts chapter 2 verse 4 happened to them. The Holy Ghost came upon them and they began to speak in tongues. From that moment, Peter opened his mouth and began to speak the gospel. The Bible said in one day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. Power has come. Power has come. Hallelujah. Now, it is important to understand that praying in tongues is so vital in the life of a believer. So vital. Now, Paul came to Ephesus in Acts chapter 19 from verse 1. Can we see that? He came to Ephesus and met some believers. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, the next verse, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. The next verse. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The next verse. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied. Praise the Lord. So speaking in tongues and prophesying and being filled with the Holy Ghost is so important that when Paul came and met believers, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost? Because he knew what happened to him. You can't go far in your Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, you can't be wiser than the Master. He said, they that believe in me, they shall speak with new tongues. And Paul laid hands upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake in tongues. Now, this thing is so important that when God told Cornelius to send for Peter, now, Peter came. Now, why Cornelius, who was a Roman soldier, had gathered his family members and friends waiting? Because God told him, send for a man who will tell you words that will bring salvation to you and your family. Now, while they were gathered, as Peter came, now, Peter was a Jew to the core. Praise the Lord. Now, as Jews, they were not allowed to visit the Gentiles, because the Gentiles are unclean people. But because the Holy Ghost told him to follow the people that he sent them, he had to obey the Holy Spirit. Now, when he came there, the Bible said, as he began to speak to them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. So, speaking in tongues is very vital. It's so important. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the importance of speaking in tongues. Number one, it is our family language. It's our native language. When you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking the language of your spirit man. You are speaking the language of your nativity in the spirit. So, if you don't speak in tongues, you have rendered your spirit man dumb. And when your spirit man is dumb, he can't assess anything. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Bible tells us, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. So you are not talking to anybody. You are talking to your Father directly. And no other person has access to that communication. Praise the Lord. It is spirit talking to spirit. It is spirit talking to spirit. The spirit of man talking to the spirit of God. Communication between spirit and spirit. And God is a spirit. And he that is born of the spirit is spirit. So it's a communication of spirit and spirit. The flesh has no part in it. So the weakness of the flesh cannot interfere in that communication. That is what makes it profound. Number two, it is a mystery ordained for our glory on the earth. Praying in tongues is a mystery ordained for our glory on the earth. It is a mystery. And the Bible said that the mystery of iniquity worketh. Mystery of wickedness is working. But you have a superior mystery. That when you engage it, it will dissolve other mysteries. You see, the Christian is too equipped to fail. The Christian is too equipped by God to fail. The Christian is too prepared by God to fail. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Perfect here means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. The next verse. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So there is a hidden wisdom that God ordained before creation for our glory. For our glory. And this wisdom, we speak it in a mystery. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, where we read, it said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit, he utters mysteries. So the wisdom of God ordained for our glory that we speak in a mystery is tongues. So when you are speaking in tongues, you are uttering the wisdom of God that God ordained for your glory on earth. So you can't pray in tongues and walk in shame in life. You can't pray in tongues and walk in shame in life. Not possible. Not possible. Now, let's move down a little. Verse 8. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the sons of God. So, God had hid this thing from them, that even the princes of this world cannot interfere. Now, demons don't understand tongues. Now, I'm not talking about reading from Bible, I have experienced it practically. praying in tongues. And the demon said to me, I don't understand what you're talking. Talk what I will understand. I said, so you don't understand this one? Okay, let me talk the one who understand. I am the Son of God. He said, eh? I said, the strength of God is at work in me. It disappeared. So when you pray in tongues, no demon will code your language. They can't decode it. They can't decode. They can't interfere in it. They are mesmerized. So if you want to mesmerize darkness, move into the dimension of the mystery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it launches us into the deep things of God. Praying in tongues, praying in the spirit, launches us into the deep things of God. You can't access deep revelations if you don't pray in tongues. You'll be so limited in knowledge if you don't pray in tongues. Because speaking in tongues by the Holy Ghost moves us to the realms of the spirit, where we access the deep things of God. Because these things, natural man cannot comprehend it. Because they are spiritually designed. So, by praying in tongues, we get into the deep things of God. And Bible said, deep, call it unto deep. Can we see 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 11? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yes, he said, but as it is written, what was written in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy actually, I had not seen, nor ear had, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So there are things that God has prepared for certain people. There are things that God has prepared for people who love him. And he said, these things, I have not seen it. He had not entered the heart of man. Now, ear had not heard it. So what God has prepared that I have not seen, ear has not heard. He has not even entered the heart of man. But what happens? The next verse. But God had revealed them unto who? Unto us. How? By his spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. Now, this thing that God has prepared, he prepared it in the deep. So that the natural cannot access it. So it is accessible only by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. Now, the next verse. Say, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So, what man knoweth the things of man? So, the thing that God has prepared for you, you cannot comprehend them in the natural. Your mind cannot comprehend them, but they are known by your spirit. They are known by your spirit. So when you begin to engage your spirit in tongues, the spirit begins to locate these things by the Holy Ghost. So a man that is not given to speaking in tongues will be so limited in life. And may not be able to access the things that belong to him in Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, tongues opens us up to things that belong to us in Christ. Friends, there are things that belong to you in Christ. There are things that accompany salvation. There are things that Jesus Christ has received for us. Every father leaves inheritance for the children. And the all-wise God cannot be excluded. So there are things that God has prepared for his children. They belong to you, but you can't access these things in the natural. You can't access these things in the natural. Let's go down, verse 12. So now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. See, this spirit is given to us so that we'll be able to assess the things that are freely given to us. These things are freely given. We don't labor about them. You just know them by the Spirit. When you are located to these things by the Spirit, you see that they are freely given. They are freely given. They are freely given. They are freely given. He said, come and buy without money. They are freely given. So you don't struggle too much to have them. You don't have to cry to God and fast and pray to have them. They are yours. They are just there. You know, sometimes, let's say, every demon sitting on your destiny, every this one holding your destiny. Your destiny is so secure that no demon can touch it. So we are sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Our inheritances are sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. So who will break the Holy Ghost to go and touch you? Nobody. But the things are there. The problem is that you are not assessing them. He said the labor of the fool, where is it? Because you know not the way to the city. So when you know the way, you assess what belongs to you. I remember when I was talking about our property in Awka, my wife was telling me, she said, let's go to Mbaku, you know, outskirts of Awka. Some of our friends, they go there, they buy land, 3 million, 2.5 million. He said, we cannot. I said, no. There's a land for us in this city. He said, do you know how much land costs here? I said, even if it's 20 million. He said, land is 15 million a plot. Even if it's 20 million, there are things that are freely given. She talked and talked. So I wasn't listening to her. She stopped talking to me about it. And one day I was just coming back from work, not praying, not fasting, just coming back from my office to enter my house. The Holy Ghost moved me into the estate. No planning, no negotiation. Moved into the estate, drove this way, parked, said, this land is your land. And we are living there now. Things that are freely given to you. Things that are freely given to you. No struggle. And when these things come to you, no matter the enemies, the trouble that the enemy will raise, it will quench all of them. He said to Laban, as you go to Jacob, see that you say to him, neither good nor bad. So when these things come, God puts the defense around them. It was in his power to deal with Jacob. Are you catching what I'm saying? But he said, the God of your father appeared to me and told me not to say anything, whether good or bad to you. That is why you are saved. Somebody said, I am heavily protected. Say, I am heavily protected. I am heavily defended. I can't be molested in life. I can't be molested in life. I am superly defended. The man of God said, there that be for us are greater than there that be. Can your eyes be open? Hallelujah. Now, praying in tongues also emboldens us to take the steps of faith. It emboldens us. For he that prayed in the spirit edifieth himself. He built himself up. He strengthens himself. Now, sometimes, listen to me, it takes boldness to take steps of faith. It's not for the chicken hearted. When they were crossing the Red Sea, hello friends, at every moment, there is a possibility of the rivers closing up. So at every moment of their walking, there is that. Are you catching what I'm saying? And the man of God said, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I refuse to be afraid. Though things are coming to make me afraid, but I refuse to be afraid because the Lord is with me. So it takes boldness to take steps of faith. And when you pray in tongues, you are emboldened. You are strengthened. Sometimes when you pray in tongues, it comes upon where suddenly, suddenly you just know that anything is possible. And at that dimension, any matter you focus on dissolves. You know, iron is strong, but when it's put on in fire at a certain temperature, it will melt and become water. You can turn it anyhow. You can bend it anyhow you want to bend it. See, the one that is born of the Spirit is like a wind that moveth where it listeth, and no man knoweth where it's coming from, nor where it's going to. Your life cannot be calculated, but that one that is born of this must also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. See that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He that speaketh in an own tongue, it defieth himself, emboldens himself. Also in Jude 20 said, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. Jude was telling us, so it's not about Paul alone, it's not about Peter alone. Even Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible said he groaned in the Spirit. He emboldened himself to speak that word. He strengthened himself. He emboldened himself. He groaned. He said, the Lord Jesus groaning in the Spirit. Before speaking that word, say, Lazarus, come forth. So the Lord Jesus spoke in tongues. The apostles spoke in tongues. How much more you and I today? And somebody is being persuaded. Somebody is being charged. Somebody is being, you know, to speak in tongues. Your language. Your own language. I will speak in tongues. I will pray in the Spirit. And when I'm praying in the Spirit, I know what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Now, it programs us to walk in the will of God. When you pray in spirit, when you pray in tongues, you are programming your spirit man. You are programming your man to walk in the will of God. To walk in the will of God, the purpose of God for your life. See that in Romans chapter 8 from verse 26. And praying in the spirit is the most perfect prayer. When you pray in tongues, you can't pray amiss. You can pray in the natural and pray amiss. But when you pray in tongues, you can't pray amiss. So praying in tongues is the most perfect way to pray. It is the most holy way to pray. Because the Holy Ghost begins to give utterance to your spirit. Praying according to the will of the Father. So it's a realm, a dimension of prayer where you are praying right. You can't pray in tongues and pray amiss. Hallelujah. Now, we pray in tongues, and sometimes as we pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost turns our tongue to begin to give our angels instruction. You pray in tongues and you give your angels instruction what to do. There are some files somewhere. Somebody is sitting on it. Some contrast somewhere. Somebody is sitting on it. Something somewhere is missing. As you pray in tongues, you give charge. You dispatch your angels to go and pull the fires out and put it where it will be seen. And cause somebody to act on it. Some time ago, our pastor talked about praying in tongues in the church. And the man of God was going home that day and the armed robbers attacked. Stole the car from him. He went into the house. Called the police. Do this one. Suddenly remember the same pastor spoke about tongues. And when you speak in tongues, you speak in tongues of angels. You speak in tongues. And he began to pray in tongues. And suddenly, as the men were driving, some mighty men stood in front of the car. They couldn't move anymore. They stopped the car and ran away. And while the man of God was still in his house, praying in tongues, somebody ran and says, man of God, you saw your car there, outside there, back there, steaming. I will pray in tongues. I will give my angels charge. I will dispatch my angels. They know where these things are. They go there and get it for you. And life is just moving smoothly, beautifully for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when Isaiah saw this, he spoke about it in Isaiah 28 from 11. Let's see. Isaiah 28 from 11. Say, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. So when Isaiah saw it, he saw it as people stammering. He couldn't comprehend it. He saw them as people stammering. See, they are stammering. So, another tongue, will he speak to these people? The next verse. To whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they will not. This is the rest. So when you move in that dimension of stammering, that tongues, you have connected yourself to your resting place. And you begin to enjoy the refreshing of the spirit. Things begin to happen around you according to the plan of God. Are you catching what I'm saying? The prophet saw it long ago. Said, with a stammering voice, will he speak tongue? Will he speak to these people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul said something in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. He said, I thank my God. I speak in tongues more than you all. There is one thing I do more than you all. I speak in tongues more than you all. Said, I speak in tongues more than you all. And no wonder why he flowed in revelations more than they all. No wonder why the man was heavy in revelations. He wrote almost half of the New Testament. To the point that those who sat with Jesus, who ate with Jesus, who met with Jesus, who slept with Jesus, were saying the thing that Paul talks about are too hard. Even though they are talking about the same thing. What was his secret? He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Now, there is no other thing Paul said he did more than all the apostles. But he said, I spoke in tongues more than they all. I spoke in tongues. I was reading the man of God, Kenneth Hagin. He talks about how he spoke in tongues for 5 hours. And the heavens opened. And the Lord appeared before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am tired of this surface Christianity. I want to go deeper. For deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. I will pray in tongues. I will pray in tongues. I will pray in tongues. This is what is ordained for my glory. Do you want to see glory in your life? Do you want to walk in glory in this life? Say, this is the mystery that is ordained for our glory. This is a mystery that is ordained for our glory. Are you catching what I'm saying? Somebody be on your feet. And in 2 minutes, you will speak some things now. You will pray in the spirit. Said, I will pray in tongues. I will also pray in my understanding. But I will pray in tongues. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues, speaketh mysteries in the spirit. He utters mysteries. And these are mysteries that are ordained for our glory. He said, this thing that are freely given to us, we communicate. Not in the modern language, but the language taught by the Spirit of God. We are speaking spiritual things in spiritual language. We are speaking spiritual things in spiritual language. We are speaking spiritual things in spiritual language. Leko para katarus in katele kuta kata rasia ta kaledosia ekete basia tata kelu katele rusia. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Sometimes you are doing something and the thing is difficult to handle. You are prayed and you have done all you know to do. The thing is just there. Set some time out. Sit down. You can write that thing on a paper. Begin to look at it and start to speak in tongues. Jesus said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. And said he was speaking about the Holy Ghost, whom then I will believe in him shall receive. For at that time the Holy Ghost had not come. Now what is this river going to do? When this river flows out from you, The Bible said it giveth life to anywhere he touched. So whatever that is dead, when the river flows to it, it gives it life. You will see it in Ezekiel 47. Say, whatever the river flows, it gives life. It gives life. So you sit down and you begin to speak in tongues. You are looking at that Leko Paradia, Katela Rusia, in Katekata, Bayeko Paradegede, Lekusia Katala Rusia, Maleka Nekedea, Barandos Kate, in Kabasia Tata, Lekute Katakata, Yerebo Salarusia, Kareru Kakata, Barandos Karelesia Tata, Barandosia, and the river begins to flow. 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 We will come to the ankle. We will come to the knee. We will come to the waist. We will come to the river that cannot be passed over. Hey, Yabarabas. Nothing is impossible to me anymore. I know what to do. I know what to do. I will enter into the dimension of the Spirit. I will enter into the dimension of the Spirit. I will enter into the dimension of the Spirit. Leko paradia kataba, yetu siakate, bandegedege bosiakata, leko siakata ya baradia. I can't be stopped. I can't be arrested. I can't be arrested. I can't be arrested. I can't be stopped. Every calculation of the enemy about my arrest is frustrated. It is canceled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now hear this. Hear this. Hear this. I remember some years ago, we had a program at is it House on the Rock? Obionabogus Church. What is the name again? Rock Family Church, yes. We had a program, what do you call MEEP then? It's a 7 days training we used to have in churches that time. So we held it at that church. And when we finished, an elder and a deacon or whatever in that church walked up to pastor and told him he met a lady in a conference, I think in Lagos, and they got married, court marriage. The lady came from US. So after the marriage and the conference, the lady traveled back with a plan that she would work out his papers to join him in US. Now the man is married, legally married. The wife traveled back to US. The man here, he had prepared document, went for visa several nothing. For about 7 years, he was stranded. And he talked to pastor about it. Now pastor invited him to the house. Now the day he came carrying, you know, all this book they write for us, for you, 70, how to pray, all manner of prayer book. Pastor told him, say, stop this. Keep this book is your problem. Go and keep it. And while we wanted to pray, the man began to pray in the spirit. And Paul discovered that he's filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, now, 7 days, don't pray any prayer. Don't read any book. Just pray in tongues for 7 days. You can add a little fasting to it. 2 days, the man came, saying, now, I can feel, I feel better now. I think I'm okay now. Paul said, no, continue 7 days. The third day, American embassy called him and issued him with the visa. The third day. The man is in US now. I don't know what is stopping you. There is something that God has given to us. He said, this thing is ordained for your glory. He said, but they will not, they will not. But I chose to do what God said I should do. This thing is ordained for your glory. 1 minute again. What is that matter that has hindered you? What is that case? What there is. In 1 minute, look at that thing again and speak in tongues again. I'm praying the Spirit again. I'm praying the Spirit again. I'm praying the Spirit again. Leko parade katara rosia katara. Nothing can stop me in life. Nothing can stop me in life. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. I am unstoppable in life. I am unstoppable. Malako parade katara tosia. Malako parade katara tosia. I am unstoppable.